I wish it was One Love. It's not One Love for Kim Davis, and it's not One Love for a whole lot of folks on the far, far right. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome if you're just joining us. I'm Maggie Dawn. This is the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. That's in reference to an appeal filed today by Kim Davis. She is the former Rowan County clerk. She was the clerk in 2015. She was the clerk after the Supreme Court made gay marriage legal back in 2015, except Kim decided, meh, not if you're asking me to issue your marriage certificate. I'll just overrule the Supreme Court, Kim thought. Anyways, we started there today because it is some breaking news. We've got some more breaking news made by my colleague in broadcasting, Todd Alba. He's got the fine program before mine. Today, he was interviewing State Senator Kel DeRoys, who it appears is running for governor. Let's take a listen to that exchange.
It is 1 year until the gubernatorial primaries in Wisconsin on August 12th, 2026. Senator Kel DeRoys, you've been mentioned. Any announcement? Do you have plans to run for the governor in the state of Wisconsin?
I am pretty likely to run for governor in 2026.
I think you made a little bit of news here.
I can't make an announcement this very second, but when I think about the opportunities that we have in our state and the need for a really strong leader with a lot of experience getting things done in a politically purple state, I feel really excited about my chances and about what we could do together in this state.
There you have it. It seems all but certain that State Senator Kel DeRoys out of Madison area will be running for governor, entering that race in an already crowded Democratic primary field, including County Executive David Crowley, as well as Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez. Other folks are holding their breath to hear from former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, as well as City of Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson. Watch this space. More to come, and you can always catch that breaking news and those great interviews on the Civic Media Radio Network. Kudos to my colleague Todd for making some news this afternoon. I love it. We also have Kurt from Madison on the line right now. Kurt, say hello to Jim Santel. What you got for us?
Hey, Kurt, how are you?
Howdy ho, Jim. May I comment on this woman?
Yes.
The clerk's office.
Ms. Davis. Let's call her Ms. Davis. Yes.
Ms. Yeah. Davis. Yeah. You know, I'm soon to be 65, and the Republicans have been massaging and blurring the lines between separation of church and state. They have created this image in the heads of individuals like this that they can utilize their religious beliefs or their personal beliefs to overturn law, to not follow law. And now the way I see it at this point in time in my life is by far the worst I've ever seen. But this has started a long, long time ago when I was old enough to start remembering the debates between religion's involvement in political activities. My blood pressure must be easily over 200 on this. Because this, Jim, in the eyes of the law, even the Supreme Court, this should be a no-brainer, slam dunk. We're not going to, it's done. We're not going to hear it. Been there, done that.
Hear, hear, Kurt. Absolutely.
Wrong?
And let us hope that maybe there are not four people on the Supreme Court who say, yes, I'm going to grant this thing, I'm going to take this up. Maybe some sense will preside among them, and they will deny this application, which is what they should do. This should go back to the dustbin that it is coming from, not only for the reasons that Maggie and I talked about procedurally. It is odd. It is not properly there. But this is again, a movement toward an America that we visited this already. This is privacy rights, right, Kurt? That's what you're talking about. And when you begin to reopen this door and suggest once again that these things that are all about our private lives, our personal relationships, that those now should be overtaken, can't agree with you more, by this argument about religion. My religion tells me, and so for that reason, this can't happen in your life. We have discussed that, and we have talked about that. That was the resolution of Obergefell 10 years ago. It is a scary time that the Supreme Court at least is got it on its docket right now. We hope we're going to get a decision apparently on September 29th. Maggie, I'm seeing that they're going to do a decision conference to tell us whether or not they're actually going to take the case. But we also know just this past term, Kurt, they're going to make your blood even boil more. That Mahmoud versus Taylor case, that case coming out of Maryland involving LGBT storybooks. What does the Supreme Court says? If your religion tells you that these very benign storybooks are problematic, and I don't want my daughter, my son listening to that. And that, by the way, is yes, indeed, it is same-sex marriage, it's transgender issues. Religion wins, and you can opt out. That's the Supreme Court we're seeing. And Kurt, you make reference to many other situations where likewise, this Supreme Court, you bring religion in and you win these days, which has not been the case historically going back decades.
So I want to thank so much, Kurt. We appreciate you folks. If you want to get in on this great discussion with Jim Santel, former U.S. attorney, host of Amicus, which you can find from 9 to 11 across the network on Saturdays. If you want to get in on this discussion, 855-752-4842. There is a big distinction to me to be, there's many distinctions here, but one of the I want to put a box around this particular case. Okay, this appeal by Ms. Davis. And the reason is this. Forget what the underlying merits are. What that case represents is complete and utter lawlessness. And that, to me, is what is so pernicious and dangerous. If Ms. Davis is right, it means that any individual government actor at any time can rip away your right to do pretty much anything, your right to get a license to do business or whatever it may be, and just claim that the law protecting that right, they didn't agree with at the time. That's what she's asking the court to endorse. It is dangerous. We're going to continue our conversation about dangerousness on the other side with you, Jim, and me, Maggie Dawn, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked.